This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state's Division of Housing is slowly clearing its backlog of applications for emergency rental assistance. Gail Stiegermach owns about a dozen apartment units. She says she's repeatedly applied for aid since the pandemic began, but it's been a complicated process.
It's inconsistent as to your ability to communicate with them. And as I say, their return on approvals is very slow. It's a couple of months before you can see any funding.
The first time she applied for funding was in March of last year and got it in November. So far, she's received about $35,000 in aid. More than 12,000 people are still waiting to receive emergency assistance. State lawmakers are considering banning most types of traveling animal performances unless they are purely educational. A bill up for a Senate hearing today would prohibit acts where elephants, primates, seals, and other wild animals perform tricks or are used as props in photographs. The Democratic bill exempts rodeos, animal sanctuaries, and educational organizations. It passed out of the state house on a party line vote. Some Colorado universities have invited students and families back to campus for in-person commencement ceremonies this spring, but CPR's Paolo Chalceta reports some colleges are still hindered by COVID-19 restrictions.
Under current guidelines, Metropolitan State University of Denver isn't able to host a traditional commencement for this year's graduating class. Instead, the school's events manager, Cora Potter, says students will cross the stage and obtain their diplomas in an event closed to the public. They'll forego one time-honored tradition.
This year, it's not shaking hands with the president, but we've kind of decided to do either fist bumps or elbow bumps.
A virtual ceremony for family to watch with remarks from campus leaders is scheduled for mid-May. I'm Paolo Chalceta, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News.